We have a call on line one. This is Dave. Dave, welcome to Raven Radio's Assembly Call-In Forum. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Dave, what's your question for these fine folks?
Well, you know, I'm kind of wanting to ask a vague question that reflects back on history, and I'm looking at the early 90s when the pulp mill closed, and really nothing has taken the place of the pulp mill. We haven't had anything that would replace 400 year-round jobs. And honestly, I think that's part of Sitka's, you know, financial woes today. Do we have any ideas willing to, you know, be put on the table by the assembly members or these people running for office where they would court businesses to come into Sitka or court employers to come to Sitka, do small-scale manufacturing or anything like that? I know it's a vague question, and I apologize for that, but frankly, I'm looking back 20 years and seeing a connection between what happened in 1994 and what's going on today.
Yeah, Dave, that looking back is actually really valuable. And thank you so much for calling in. Dave's question, what would you do to court businesses to Sitka and people who could have Sitkins looking to other Sitkins for goods and services, essentially? I think the baton passes to Evie.
I actually have quite a number of ideas. Whether they can ever be brought to fruition or not is another question. I'm going to bring up the really bad word, which is a downtown dock. Is one of the things that would bring a lot more money to Sitka because we'd get a lot more people coming in off of the cruise ships that we're getting. I know that was on the table a while ago, and we, you know, made a decision that, you know, I don't even think it made it to, I think it did make it to a vote at one point and it was turned down, but I think it can be relooked at. I think that we have to offer companies a reason to come here. I at one point, FedEx looked at Sitka as a place to be a home port kind of place, and we didn't sweeten the deal. And we have to sweeten the deal when these people want to come in, because even if we have to build a building or we have to make their rent lower for X amount of time for a business to come in here, that's going to, getting people working pays off exponentially over the years. So anybody that's looking to come here, or we can court, and we have to do that. I know they're doing that through the Sawmill Cove Industrial or Gary Paxton board now, and they're working pretty hard, working on the haul-out idea, building a dock out there, a multi-purpose dock, so that they can do that. I know the water is an issue still. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Kevin Knox, what same question, which is how can we court a new business or former businesses to Sitka? Yep.
Well, first off, Dave, thanks for calling in, and it is a great question. One of the things that kind of popped into my head, though, as you were asking the question, was that we haven't seen, you know, a big growth to replace the mill. And the first thing my mind went to, of course, was Silver Bay Seafoods out there. They actually employ a little over 400 people at that plant, although, you know, many of them are on a seasonal basis, so it doesn't quite equate to the days of the pulp mill. But that was one way that the city was able to bring in jobs. Silver Bay is actually looking at ways to keep some of those seasonal workers here longer throughout the year, by, you know, adding value to the product that they put out, you know, canning more, getting more, frozen prepared stuff that goes out to various markets throughout the year so that they can kind of keep things going. They actually bring in fish from other places, bringing them in from Bristol Bay and some of their operations down in California to be able to keep this plant, you know, operational longer throughout the year. And I think if we can continue to encourage them, not get in their way, to do that, you know, that's great. Another thing that's going on here, you know, everybody knows with the revitalization of the SJ campus, we're seeing more and more year-round activities happen at that campus, and that's bringing in quite a few dollars. It's not, it's a different dollar, a different tourism dollar than we've, you know, traditionally seen from people coming off of the cruise ships. These people come in for longer periods of time. They spend more in our restaurants, spend more in our hotels, and they're actually getting out and spending more in our businesses from a per capita basis. And I think if we, you know, continue to encourage that, I think it's great.
Thanks so much, Kevin. Aaron Bean, same question.
Yeah, thanks for calling in, Dave. So in the 90s, yes, I was a younger child in 1990, and I remember when the mill closed, in fact, and, you know, a lot of my friends left town from school, so I remember it well. But to speak a little bit to Kevin's point, I think that Silver Bay is doing quite a bit out there, but at the same time, you know, the IFQs were implemented. Anyone who's commercial fished knows what they are. Independent fishing quota, the NIFs and the state decided that they would limit the amount of fishermen that would participate in the fisheries. So this, right around that time, I think that, you know, our economy was also doing really well because of the fishing atmosphere that was around, you know, that took place year round. But that's a completely different subject.
Yeah,
but that kind of speaks to what one of my ideas would be, is to get some of that wealth that's caught here and bring it ashore to people who don't have quota or can afford it. Not because they don't have the knowledge, skills, and ability to go out there and catch the fish themselves and haven't done it for years. You know, a lot of people have deckhand on these longline boats, but, you know, at the end of the day, they walk off with a crew share and operate smaller boats. But let's give some opportunity to the people that are here year-round and that keep the lights on. But, yeah, thanks for the call.
Thanks so much, Aaron. We have our phone lines open for you to ask questions to the Assembly, 747-5877. Alexander Allison, go for it.
Yeah, well, I'll approach this one from a coaching analogy. You know, when you lose your starter, you bring in your backup. And our starter was the pulp mill. And our backup is actually a heck of a backup. It's our fleet. And it's not even a backup. It's actually an amazing fleet. We have the number one fleet in Southeast Alaska by poundage. No other community catches as much fish as we do. Not Petersburg, not Wrangell, not Cordova, not Juneau, not Ketchikan. We have the number one fleet. We even catch more fish than Bristol Bay. We have an amazing home fleet. And they're our backups. And we need to go to them. And we need to support them. And we need to expand their influence in our economy in many ways by, you know, really looking hard at, do we need to have all these harbor rate increases? Can we put in a facility where they can spend their money in Sitka instead of going to Wrangell? You know, we had half a dozen limit sanders go to Wrangell to get $50,000 paint jobs last summer. And that doesn't even, part of the equation right there, doesn't even include the house that the captain had to rent so that his crew could stay down there. And some of them are going to be down there long enough to really take the kids out of school. So we have a heck of a backup. We have the fishing fleet, and we need to do everything we can to get them into a leading role and support them as much as we can.
Thanks so much. Alexander Allison, Aaron Bean, what would you do to court business to Sitka, or where would you focus your energy? Aaron Bean, Aaron Swanson, I'm sorry. So many Aarons. Yeah, Aaron Swanson, currently on the Assembly, how would you answer Dave's question?
Well, Dave, we've kind of actually trying to do this right now. We've been sending out for, you know, proposals to ship bulk water out of Sitka. I don't know if that's the long-term answer, but we are currently looking at building a dock out at the Salmon Cove Industrial Park, Gary Paxson Industrial Park, and then thing to hopefully lure in new business industry. I'd say, you know, we could probably offer reduced rates on the land out at the industrial park. Even maybe some cheaper electric rates and possibly even some tax incentives to kind of open it up for these industries to come here. Most of them, I think, are afraid to come here because Sitka is basically a logistics nightmare and everything to ship out of here is super expensive, even getting the stuff here.
Thank you so much, Aaron Swanson. And thanks for this great conversation. Just talking about innovation and ideas, it's important. I wish I could have it every week on Raven Radio. The number to call is 747-5877.